This is the first book in a series called The Horror Story Volumes. So this is The Horror Story Volume 1, entitled Death Wish. It was written by G.M. Haig and narrated by the author, myself, G.M. Graham Haig. While I call these Horror Story Volumes a series, they're all standalone books, and you don't have to read them in chronological order.
I'm an Australian author, and my novels, unless it's otherwise really obvious, are by default set in Australia and populated by Australian characters. I'll also point out that I'm fortunate to live in the southwest countryside of Western Australia, along with my beautiful wife Lisa, three Great Danes, two donkeys, and a tremendous amount of wildlife that has absolutely no regard for anyone trying to record an audiobook in my studio. Despite my best efforts to avoid it, you may still occasionally hear very faint bird noises in the background. I've tried recording at night, but then you just get the frogs. These noises are almost inaudible and don't impact on the quality of the recording, but using some listening devices, you may just hear one or two.
Author's Introduction to Death Wish. I'm often asked at writers' conventions and readers' groups where I get the ideas for my horror stories. So I thought it would be a good idea to briefly introduce these horror story volumes with an explanation of what's behind each book. When someone or something comes back from the dead, usually it's because of some evil intent by a malicious demon or ghost, or the devil himself has been disturbed. You didn't ask for it. Then again, sometimes people make stupid mistakes by dabbling with things best left alone, like Ouija boards and seances. For this story, it came to me one day, what if you just innocently, desperately wished for something impossible, and it came true? Perhaps confused with grief and loneliness over the loss of a loved one, you didn't really understand what you were saying or doing. Worse, you didn't know that something dreadful was listening, waiting for a chance. Then things could get really bad, because it's not going to be anything like Patrick Swayze helping out Demi Moore's pottery while a ghostly Whoopi Goldberg cracks jokes in the background. Let's face it, when the dead come back, it's never going to be good, no matter who it is.
Chapter 1.
Linda McFarlane hadn't moved for 3 days, and didn't care. She'd done nothing except sit on the couch and stare across the room, chain-smoking and drinking whatever came to hand. Her husband Brian was dead, and it had shocked her, completely and utterly surprised her, even though they'd known he was dying. "I just want him back," she thought once again, well aware it was a foolish path to let her mind go down. It wouldn't help wishing for the impossible. "I'd give anything to get it all back. I want to turn back time and make everything right again. For God's sake, what harm would it do to the universe?" The empty house ticked and creaked around her. A wind breathed in the eaves like a long sigh of despair. It was an unfamiliar place. Linda didn't particularly like it. Brian had loved it on sight. The cancer was diagnosed a year earlier, and no miracles were ever going to happen. Their lives had been a countdown to his inevitable final breath from the very first moment they'd known he was gravely ill. His sister had it too, except it was cancer of the spine for her. Eileen was still alive, sustained by bitterness and spite, dismissive she'd survived longer than her brother. "So what?" she said. "What difference does it make?" Their grandmother died of lung cancer. History was merely repeating itself. The disease was in their blood, in their genes. So no, they hadn't wasted precious time trying to beat it. No trips to mystical mountains or fountains of youth. No crazy diets. No sudden religious awakenings. Once the doctors showed Brian the damage to his body, and not long after, how quickly the disease was spreading, it was a matter of enjoying the months he had left. They'd moved to the country, a dream of Brian's for years, their only concession to the fact
Sample complete. Ready to continue?